Welcome to the Search Storage UK Special Report podcast on green storage. I'm Anthony Adshead, Bureau Chief with Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Clive Longbottom, Service Director with QuoCirca. There are two questions in today's podcast, and the first question is, what is green storage and why is it an issue? Over to you, Clive.
Thanks, Anthony. Well, green storage, it's pretty much what it says on the can. What you're looking for is storage which is far more energy efficient than what we've had in the past. Now, nominally, a lot of the storage vendors will come out and say, well, just buying the latest, greatest storage will be far more energy efficient than what has gone on before. But I think we've got to look beyond that now. Main thing is, when you're looking at green storage, is that the data center is becoming such a big energy drain that ensuring that enough energy can be got into the data center is now an issue. So it's not just a case of, you know, can we be seen to be green? Can we have this little tick mark against what we're actually doing out there? It is a case of, if we can't get enough energy into the data center to run everything, we're looking at building a new data center. And, you know, that starts at £5 million. So this is a large expense and can go up to tens to hundreds of millions, depending on the size of the data center that will be required. So it's not just a green issue. It's very nice to be able to move far more towards sustainability. But really, we are looking at this being a case of business continuity and being able to keep running as far as the business is required. So power constraints can be a major issue. As we go forward and as we look at the government's own figures, we're looking that it's not going to be too far out before even the national grid is going to struggle with maintaining enough power to everybody as existing fossil-based fuel stations age and are taken offline, as the nuclear environment begins to age and is also taken offline. We're not replacing that rapidly enough with big enough power capabilities from renewables or from other environments, so we'll start to suffer brownouts. So data centers have already looked at virtualization at the server level. They've looked at how to make sure that they're very efficient there. But storage has tended to be the one which has been left to one side, and people really haven't focused on it.
Excellent. Thanks, Clive. The next question is, what technologies and processes can reduce energy usage with regard to storage? Over to you, Clive.
Okay. The big one is what would seem to be fairly obvious. A lot of high-level storage, a lot of enterprise storage, is spinning 24 hours, 7 days a week. It doesn't really spin down at all. So, you know, if you've got storage that you've only got 30% utilization of, and it's continuously spinning, that's a lot of wasted energy. So just being able to look at being able to bring storage down when it's not being used, stopping it from spinning, is important. Now, the problem there is that if storage isn't spinning and it's first-tier storage, then bringing it up from not spinning to spinning has a latency issue, and you're not going to get the data as fast as you would like it, as you would like to. Therefore, you've got to look at how can you actually partition your storage within that environment. So virtualized storage becomes the key. Then you can say, okay, my partition of storage that I'm going to be using will be spinning 24/7, but those areas which I'm not actually using as storage at the moment, I can spin those down, and I can only bring them up when I need elasticity of storage. So as I need more storage, I bring more disks up to speed and bring them into the environment. That in itself is reasonably simple. We're seeing vendors now coming through with a massive array of inexpensive disks. So instead of looking at the real high-level environments of the Symmetrics and so on with full controllers, taking just 3.5-inch disks, putting them all together, and putting a controller around those to create a green environment, spinning disks down as much as they can. Another side with that is, when you are looking at 3.5-inch disks, the size of the platter on a 3.5-inch disk, which unsurprisingly is just under 3.5 inches, spinning that up takes more energy than spinning up a platter on a 2.5-inch disk. So if you move from 3.5-inch disks to 2.5-inch disks, then you'll find that energy usage will go down. Of course, the real energy saver is moving from spinning disk to SSD, to flash disk instead. Once you start to move towards that, you have no moving parts. Energy falls dramatically. You're looking at orders of magnitude. At the moment, it's very expensive. It still has less of a life capability than magnetic spinning disk, as each cell, every time you write to it, it is decrementing its life. The advances that we're seeing in SSD are beginning to make it have much longer life capabilities, but still, you know, you are looking at this as being part of an advanced tiering strategy where you use SSD for your data that you have to have as close to you as possible, the fastest possible response. Behind there, use 2.5-inch disks with spin down as much as you possibly can, and then behind there, possibly using 3.5-inch disks, but only spinning them up when you need to get the data from them. So by doing that, that can be a very cost-effective way of ensuring that you're using green storage. The problem that you really have is that if you have old storage, it's going to be energy inefficient. So if you are going for green storage, it really is a replacement strategy rather than an incremental strategy. So you do have to accept that this is more of an investment strategy rather than a save money strategy for a total green environment.
Thanks very much, Clive. That's the end of the podcast.